Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Miriam Altman, who's a professor of a 4IR practice at the School of Economics at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
There's been a lot of discussion, of course, about pensions, people having access to it. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt that this area does seem to have been coming under focus in South Africa. Take us through some of the thinking.
Well, you know, there's an upside and a downside to this set of proposals. You know, there's the DA proposal. There's been even an ANC proposal and a government proposal around enabling people to access their pensions. You know, on the upside, it technically makes sense because many people don't have other assets or collateral. You know, a lot of people don't own homes. Mm. We don't have a middle class that is asset-based in the way that other countries do. So particularly in a context of COVID and a stagnant economy, I guess the thought is that this is the one way that people can access some immediate capital to sort out their current crises. The challenge is that, and that makes sense in the context, I guess, if you're thinking in a very short-term way. Mm. But the problem is that in the country we have very high indebtedness, and that is actually a big problem as well that needs to be attended to. Very high household indebtedness is what I want to say.
Okay.
And so many households are heavily in debt. It's a very short-term view in the sense that if you are lucky enough to have a pension, it's a very short-term view to say that you're going to borrow against it. The likelihood is that you're going to borrow against it and you're going to lose that part of your pension. The long-term view would say that people are living longer in South Africa than they were. I think the psychology of a lot of people, I hate to say it, but maybe linked to the history of people dying young in this country, that the age of mortality was lower. And it's rising now, and people are going to need these savings, not just them, but their families. So many people depend on so few wage earners that this pension becomes a very important thing. But it's just it's a natural human thing to be more interested in the short-term view than the long-term view.
What it obviously would do is create, as you said, the short-term, you could deal with the current crisis, but really all it's doing is kicking the can down the road, isn't it?
What ends up happening is that people, I mean, right now, actually, I know plenty of people, actually, unfortunately, who are from maybe low-income environments who, but when they died, there was nothing left actually in their pensions. They had borrowed, or I don't know how they managed to do it, but they managed to clean it out before they died. I'm not sure that that was the intention.
Right, of course.
But that was the fact, and there was nothing left for their families.
Never mind the families after somebody dies, but surely this places a massive burden on those families as they're getting older and might require assistance, might require being supported where they're not able to work.
Well, the fact is that they will need it because we have such a high rate of unemployment that very few people depend on very few earners. So the fact is that there are millions of people who will need this. It's not just the earner, but you know, when you're in such dire situation now, it's very hard to think of what else to do. Again, particularly because for most people, you know, you can't borrow against your house, for example, because you may not own a house. As an example. So, you know, what it comes down to is, I think what needs to happen is there needs to be an understanding of what problem is being solved here or what the aim is. And if that is immediate, you know, and short-term misery, basically, because of poverty, then that really needs to be dealt with in another way.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, it's surely we need to find an alternative there.
Look, the first thing is that we need to build up an asset-based middle class. I mean, and working class. That's what we were doing in the 2000s, and we've kind of lost track of that. So just strengthening the housing programs, getting the cost of living down, all the things that we were arguing in the National Development Plan about, you know, that low-income people shouldn't be paying for education and health, which they often do. But now, of course, that's a long-range kind of solution, but taking from pensions also is a long-range cost. So the issue is that if we're worried that people aren't eating and that people are struggling to achieve a decent standard of life, it shouldn't come by plundering pensions. You know, it needs to come from, because the experience is not unique to a few people. It's true for millions of people, so therefore we need solutions that are short-term, that immediately help people, while hopefully we make better progress on the longer-term solutions, which are the ways of really dealing with this these issues through, you know, more growth and employment. And it's not it's not as abstract a point as I'm making. You know, the turnaround of services to business, the turnaround to commuter transport, which forms a big bulk of household spending, making sure that you've got high quality education and healthcare services so people don't try to get around the service and actually use the public system. You know, stuff like that. It's not highfalutin. It's actually very basic
practical
public management that needs to turn around, and that's what people should be demanding for. But in the meantime, the reality is that people need to eat, and we need a solution that solves for this, that doesn't end up plundering pensions.
Absolutely right. Professor Miriam Altman, professor of 4IR practice at the School of Economics at the University of Johannesburg, bringing us some very, very interesting and relevant perspective.